It always helps me when I'm looking at a vision of what I would like things to be. So with regard to culture here at Sunrise Ranch, it helps me to look at what the absence of that is like. And I think when Barrett spoke at lunch today about the person who had crawled through the reach-in to get into the walk-in, that brings to mind, for me at least, the kind of culture that I'm sorry to see here at Sunrise Ranch. And when I hear about gossip, I was talking with someone earlier today who was speaking about the damage that gossip has at times done here at Sunrise Ranch. It helps me when I get in touch with the lack of the beautiful spiritual culture that we have the opportunity to create. It helps create a desire in me, and I find desire is key in bringing something new, not only to or through myself individually, but through our community. I think we have to want something different, something of blessing, something of love, care, of wanting the best for one another, of seeing the best in one another. I think we have to want that, or else it's easy to just kind of fall back into patterns of doing things in a less elevated, less loving way. Last night I was flipping past, I think it's the Housewives of Beverly Hills, and it was so awful that I watched it. I made myself watch it. And I felt so sorry for those women, many of them gorgeous, beautifully dressed, successful women. One of them has been an actress. I think I recognized her. And the way they were talking to each other and about each other right in front of each other was shocking. They were accusing each other of having said things and done things. And again, sometimes I make myself watch these things just to be able to include that range of experience in the whole, because it is part of the experience of the world. It's part of our collective experience as human beings. And that was so beautiful in helping me just touch what I don't want, probably most of us don't want, that kind of culture of backbiting and gossip and competition and trying to outdo each other and all of that that was so present in the mix. So what do we want, as Jane was saying? I think it helps to have a vision of that. And I'll tell you a little story of when I graduated from high school and I went to university, and I was in a women's dorm. This was in Denton, Texas. I grew up in the South, so I went to university in the South. And I remember being so excited about being with other girls, other young women. And I found when I met my roommate, and then when I met the girls in the rooms next door on either side, there was I just get in touch with this feeling of sadness. It was almost like this sense of disillusionment of, oh my gosh, we could be together as friends, we could support each other, we could study together. And, you know, I realized that in their eyes I was probably a bit of a goody two-shoes. And to a great extent, a lot of them were interested more in cutting down other people, not me necessarily, but cutting down other girls, competing. I remember I started dating a fellow when I was in my freshman year. My roommate developed a crush on him and would whatever chance she got, try to kind of get in between the two of us. And that relationship didn't last for a long time because of, well, actually, we went together all that year, and it was just like, oh my gosh, why would someone do that to someone who was supposedly their friend, their roommate, their classmate? So those are kind of examples of the negative side of what can happen. But again, I think when we touch into those kinds of things that have caused us pain, it helps us, I believe, want to see a more caring, loving, accepting, supportive, less competitive, creative kind of environment among ourselves. And again, I believe we have to want that. Otherwise, I think it doesn't just happen. And going back to that time in college, I just made a vow to myself at one point. I think it was probably in the spring of that first year. And I, one of the girls in the dorm was gossiping about my roommate who was wanting to date my boyfriend and so on. And I just thought, I don't want to hear this. And I get that she's doing it to be supportive of me, but it wasn't right. I mean, I realized there was something present that was something of a hole or a void within her, and that's why she was behaving in that way. And when I was able to feel compassion for her, it turned something around for me in that situation of what is actually possible around releasing and blessing the people who are close to us. I had to do that not only with my roommate, but I also had to do that with my boyfriend. And in the end, I broke off the relationship with him because I realized that he wasn't in the same place of being able to bless and release me, just as I hadn't been in position to be able to bless and release him with whatever was best for him. So what does that have to do with our culture here at Sunrise Ranch? I think it has a lot to do with it. We live closely, we have close relationships with one another, or we have close relationships with people who aren't here. And there is a way of being able to release and bless the people who are closest to us in our world so that we can find our place, others can find their place, we can all be in a creative atmosphere where we can be fully ourselves, where we can create together. And I believe a big part of that is something that Gary was speaking about in our service prep meeting. Often we're either pushing away something that we think we don't want, or we're reaching and grasping for something we think we do want, whether it's a relationship or a position, a job, a way of looking, a way of being, a group that we want to fit into. And there's a way of just letting that go and letting things be as they are, letting people, relationships, situations sort themselves out and find the design, the pattern that's natural without having to try to make something happen or to try to keep something from happening. And I think a lot of it comes back to how we feel about ourselves. And if we can begin to fill up some of those empty places from within, and from our connection with Source, allowing that to fill us so that we're not either pushing away or reaching and grasping for things that we believe will bring us peace or happiness. So the culture here at Sunrise Ranch is whatever we allow it to be. We can begin to practice a culture of kindness, a culture of respect, a culture of cooperation, support for one another, co-creative community. So thank you. JJ.